What is the difference between friend or?
Let's see. Alrighty. So this week, there's a Shem read Parshas Bahalosa. Parshas Bahalosa is a very interesting study. It has an unusual collection of narratives, which at first glance, anyway, don't seem to have much to do with one another. The Leitrich wants to develop whole shiur where he showed how all these things happened in a chronological order and one connected to the other and so on. Okay, at the very end of the Sedra, we have the unusual episode regarding Miriam and Aaron and their conversation about their brother Moshe. So I didn't quote all the psukim, but take a look in the first source. Bamidbar Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph. Torah says, "Vatadaber Miriam and Aaron to Moshe, Odos Ha'isha Kushis Asher Lakach, Isha Kushis Lakach." Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe regarding the wife he had taken. And Pasuk Beis Vayomru Harak Ham Ach to Moshe Diber Hashem Halak Am Bama Diber Vayishma Hashem. What is that? Moshe Rabbeinu thinks he's the only one that God spoke to. God spoke to us too. We're also prophets. And Hashem heard this, and a few psukim later in Pasuk Tes. And I skipped, I didn't print all the psukim. But it says in Pasuk Tes, Vayichar af Hashem bom vayelach. Because Moshe was angry at them, and he left them. Then in Pasuk Yud, Ve'anon sar me'al ha'olel, V'inei mir mitzoraz kasholek, V'itna ha'olel mir v'inei mitzoraz. And then the cloud, representing the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who departed from the oil. And they noticed right away that Miriam had tzaras. Her skin had developed this white discoloration, the tzaras kasholeg, and Aaron turned. So Miriam had tzaras. And then later, again, I skipped, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for Miriam's recovery. The last couple of sukkim, plus Yudal, Hashem Moshe, V'yavio, Yorok, Yorak, V'na, Olsi, Kolem, Shivas, Yomim, Yisog, Yashivas, Sun, Chutz, Amachan, V'achar, Teos, Teos. If like, her father was angry there, you know, and spit in her face and so on, wouldn't she be embarrassed? So, and you know, she would like run away and shame. So too here, she should be away from the camp for 7 days. And Pesach says, "Lo about Yisogir, Miriam, Mechut, Malachana, Shira, Shalom, Lom, Lom, Nosa, Adei, Oseit, Miriam." Indeed, Miriam was out of the camp like a Mitzorah 7 days, and they didn't travel. And Pasuk says, "I know." Last Pasuk is talking about also. Achar nasu amechater, veichanu v'vayachanu v'bibarparim. Left machamechater, so went to v'bibarparim. Fine. So this is the episode where
Aaron's father.
Okay, so that's not our topic tonight. It's a different subject. But the topic for tonight is the fact that Miriam and Aaron conversed about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Miriam was punished with Tzaras. So right away, Rashi tells us the second source from Tarkei Bezim. Only Miriam was punished, right? So Rashi tells him, he passed up the Dibur Tchila. She initiated this conversation. How do we know that? Because it doesn't say, Vayidabru, Miriam Aaron. Okay, good, true. But Vatidaber, Miriam Aaron, is in singular, Vatidaber, Lashonikeva, she spoke, and Aaron was more passive in this story. So he passed up the Dibur Tchila, that's what she mentioned first. And more important for us now is the second part of that Rashi, a very important comment. He says, "Uma Miriam shalom iskavnu lignuso." Miriam didn't intend this to be negative and you know, berating about Moshe. She had constructive purposes in mind. Whatever exactly the word, kach nensha. Nevertheless, she was punished in this fashion. Kavachomer l'masaper lignuso shachaveru. Somebody who speaks about somebody else intending to cause harm, kavachomer is going to be punished. That's the Rashi says. Where does that come from? Let's see. The Medrash Tanhuma.
What?
So let's see. So the Medrash Tanhuma says, not on this side, the Medrash Tanhuma in Parsha Tav, and Os Yud Gimel says this very idea. Umam Miriam, so it's Kabbal of the Gnusa Shomor Shenem, so Kabbachom of the Sapa of the Gnusa Chaver of Lashon Hara, you look at Odom the Taraz. Okay, now we know that there's a connection between Lashon Hara and Taraz. And just as Miriam, who did not have any negative intention about Moshe, was punished as certainly somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, the intent of shames or speaks negative about somebody else, gets the Torah. Where do we see the connection specifically between Lashon Hara and Torah? So we look in the fourth verse in Parshas Ki Tse. Pasuk says, Zoram Perakom Dalad, Sukim Ches and Tes, Sukim Zeker of Sukim. Pasuk Ches, Yishomer Benega of Torah, Sushmoma Odom Asos, Tikola Shiru Asem, Akonim Alim, Kasher Tisim Tishmur Asos. Also telling us to be careful concerning any affliction of Taraz, to do everything that's described over there in Parshas Pasuyim and the Torah, exactly as the Kohanim and Levim instructed, so on as they were commanded. And the very next pasuk, Pasachet, Zohar as Asher Asa Hashem Alkecha L'Miriam Badarach B'Teis Mitzrayim. Remember what happened to what Hashem did to Miriam when he came out of Mitzrayim. So the Chor, what are these two things that have one thing to do with the other? They did back-to-back sukkim, test and test. And Parakov Ches Zohar. So Rashi, the Akamet, Pasuk Tez, Parakov Dalet, Zohar as Asher Asa Hashem Alkecha L'Miriam in Basa, the Hizor, Shalom Tilaka B'Taras. You want to be careful not to get Taras. Al-Tasaf, Lashon Hara. That's how it connected. You want to make sure you don't get Taras? Don't speak Lashon Hara. And how do you remind yourself not to speak Lashon Hara? Zechor ha'asu l'Miriam, shadim r'vachia, l'alok seven agayim. Right, look, remember what happened to Miriam. She spoke about her brother, Lashon Hara, even though Rashi doesn't say it here, but it was just so before, even though she didn't intend it to be bad, l'alok seven agayim, she received the agayim. So the Sifrei over there in Parshat Kisei, the Sifrei in Dvarim, verse 6, Kiska Reish Ayin Aleph, says, Zechor ha'asu l'Miriam, right? All these two psukim to do the other. And nothing. Well, the lamechach ain't the goyim. Nivam is another word for taras. These afflictions ain't the goyim. Goyim elo lashon hara. Elo dvarim kavachomer. And again, what we said before appears in this sifrei here too. Umar Miriam shol dibro elo shol befonam shol Moshe. She didn't speak directly to Moshe. Ula hanay also shol Moshe. She had good things in mind, benefit in mind for Moshe. Ula shvacho shol machom ula benenu shol olam ula binyanu shol olam. She wanted to praise her Kodesh Baruch Hu. The idea was that Moshe separated his wife, was having children, he wasn't glad with his wife and so on. And she all had nice intentions. Still, Kach Nensha, Samadabra Bignusa Shachavera, Barabim. You speak, she didn't speak Barabim, spoke quietly to her brother. Okay, but Talachomer, somebody who speaks Bignusa Shachavera, Barabim, Alachos Kamakama Shemesh. And coming full circle back to the Sifrei in our schedule here in Parshat Baal Osam, that's the Sifrei in the Midbar, it's the Stadi Test, verse 7, it says, again, she wasn't intending a negative, but rather positive. Below the might, for Rivia El Ramos, she was intending to have more children and so on. Ubeno, Levena Atzma, she spoke basically just privately. So, Kach Nensha, and yet she got this punishment. Below the Sheva. Below the might, for Rivia, below the Ramos. Ubeno, Ben Acherim, below Ben Atzma. Alachas Kama Kama. Okay? So that's the idea. The truth is, as we'll see, it can still be Lashon Hara, even though he may have good intentions. Doesn't matter the intention necessarily. Let's take a look at the Rambam. The Pasuk doesn't say Lashon Hara.
That's the girl when the story is great.
Yeah.
If she didn't speak Lashon Hara, we just...
Well, you see the Chazal did. The Chazal connected it. You look at the Medrash Tanchum, we have sort of parts of stuff. That's why I presented it, just to put all these sources together. The Torah tells us about Sarat, and right next to Tanchum, it's talking about Sarat, talks about Miriam. Okay? No, I understand. So you have to go back and put it.
We still have to find out how Miriam was talking about Sarat.
Okay, but. Okay, you're right. But obviously, she didn't get Sarat. Chazal understood that. So I'm trying to point. Chazal understood that the issue here was Lashon Hara. Okay. So we take a look. The Rambam spells it out very nicely. And at the very end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Hilchos Tumas Saras, as the title indicates, in Sefer Tarei, tells all the din of Saras. The very last halacha, the very end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Tes Zayin, halacha Yud Neram, source 8, right? Pasaras, first of all, Saras, Shem Om, Vishutus Kolel, Inyonim Harbi. First of all, in general, the term Saras refers to a number of different things which are not necessarily related directly. Shari Lovin or Ha'adam Kori Saras. The whitening of the skin, the discoloration of the skin, that's called Saras. When the feel is tasser harosh or zokan karetaras, hair falling out of the head or the beard in a certain way, not normal baldness, but in a certain way, same sukim, right? So that's also taras. Vishina ain habagodim, which is discoloration of clothing, or abatim, or the walls of the house, kari, all this is karetaras. Is there ashina habagodim abatim, shakara taras, the shud of Hashem, ain't no minman hagoshal olam. This discoloration, this taras, is not normal. This is not a normal natural current. Suddenly the walls of the house don't turn colors. The clothing don't suddenly turn different colors. All of this was an oath. This is the Rambam I'm talking in the Mishnah Torah, not in the Drasha. He says, is all designed to keep away from Lashon Hara. That's clearly how the Rambam understood from all these chazals. So the Sapper of Lashon Hara, initially, you just said that a person speaks Lashon Hara, Mishtanos Kiros Beso. First, the house, the walls of the house change colors. Im Chazerbo, if he does Shuva, it's a Harabite. The house will be taller. But if Amad Barisho doesn't always like that. If Amad Barisho Achahuta Tatanir Tisani. But if Amad Barisho Achahuta Tabayat, if the guy remains in his, you know, bad ways until the house was destroyed, and it still didn't change, the Mishtana Kliya Orsha based on the various different stuff in his house, not clothes, but other curtains, other things in the house, change colors. Things that Shiyoshe Vishokal, blankets, things like that. If Chazabo Yitaru, if Amad Barisho Achah Yisuf, we have to burn them. Mishtana Vigodim Sha'olah, the very clothes he wears change. In Chazabo Yitaru, if Amad Barisho Achah Yisuf, Mishtana Oro, the Yitaru. They have moved on the force from Levado. He used to go away by himself. So he's Asik, the Sichas Harishar, the Shuala Yitzan of Lashon Hara. Again, I'm clear in the same as the Lashon Hara. You go without, you have to live there. The Torah has to live by himself, right? You could work with people. Okay, that's another question. Lots of people are. One second. Well, Inyan Zeh, Mazir, how you learn the Psukim. The Rambam said, well, Inyan Zeh, Mazir, Batar, the Omer, Yishama, B'nega, Torah, Zohar, Sasher, Asher, 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 the two things go together, says the Rambam. And the Rambam talking in the Mishnah Torah again. Harei hu Omer, his bonenu, pay attention, Ma'iru l'mirim ha'nevir, Shedibra v'achia, she spoke about her brother. Now, one second, I don't know how developed the idea. She spoke, who's she talking about? Her brother. She was older than he was. He was the kid brother, right? Not only that, but the Gidla so al Birkel, she raised him. Raised him from a pup, right? She took care of him as a baby. The Sikva of Atzmal, Hatzila of Anayam. And she, you know, endangered herself by watching when he put the, you know, when they put the baby in the Moshe, in the basket, in the bulrush. Right? Mihilo Dibra Bignuso. Okay, she didn't mean to speak. Ella Tosso, she made a mistake. This was what you said. She made a mistake. Shehishvaso l'shar neviim. They spoke the Moshe no different than other neviim. So not that, but Mahulo Hikdo called Rav Elu. Moshe wasn't offended by all this. It didn't bother him. That's what we know. I forgot to print that puzzle in the same section. Shnemar Ish Moshe on a mode. Here's where it says the Moshe was humble then. The Afop is despite all this. It was she was just talking to her brother. It was her little brother she was talking about. She helped him. She raised him. She saved him all this. And he didn't mind anyways. And it wasn't negative. Still. And of course, people talk about all kinds of big, wondrous things. Stay away from these people who speak Lashon Hara. Don't talk to them. That's the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tumas Torah. Now, of course, not. I printed the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Yeah, but I'm saying he summarized it all, and it says, you know, again, it's clearly about Lashon Hara. So let's, right now, so source 9, Hilchos Deos. Why? Because it was the Chazal say it was a merit of Miriam. You know, she did exactly this thing. She waited, to see her brother got taken care of, so they waited for her, you know, sort of Mida Kenega Mida. I remember when Salvation of the Rav was Nifter. They leave, it's desperate. No, she has to stay put. That's the question. I assume she had to stay where she was. But in any event, you know, I remember when the Rav died, so they had him in YU a few weeks later, a whole lot of scars. So I remember Rabbi Dr. Chaim Salvi, so one spoke. The parents of the schedule was a little bit late. I forgot exactly the time it was supposed to be at this time. So at that time, he got up, if I remember correctly, sort of apologized that it was a little bit late to keep people waiting. Because, you know, my father traveled here back and forth from Boston, New York. New York to Boston all the time. A lot of times he had to wait for a train, he'd wait for a plane, this connection, the bus didn't come. So we waited a little bit for him. Anyway, the media came. Let's take a look in source 9. The Rambam Hilchos Deos. Parag Zayin Alacha Aleph. Hilchos Deos is basically the Rambam ethical conduct. Hamarago B'chavera Olosase. Someone who slanders and speaks ill and gossips about someone else violates Olosase. Shenemar. Don't be a tail bearer. Even though you don't get malchus because no mitzvah, only speech, only words. Avon gavahu. Nevertheless, don't think it's not important. Technicality, you don't get malchus. There's no malchus for a word. Only an act. Lav shame with mitzvah. Yeah, but that's not enough an act. Okay. But still, avon gavahu. The garden laharag nefushos rabbos mitzvah. Right, can lead to the lesson being killed. Terrible things. Right, we had it in English had a special like that too. Loose lips. Shifts, right? So that's what he needs to do. That's on point seven. Take a look in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk of Osama Le'Avraham Le'Lecha. Same pasuk says Osama Le'Avraham Le'Lecha caused loss of life. Say Le'Lamad. I hear Odoi Gadol in Parshas Novi Nafanah. Halacha Beis. Eizu Rachel. What's the Rachel? Here's the Rambam's definition. Not everyone agrees fully. We'll read the Rambam. Zeshetoyin Dvar Maholich Mizel Lizeh Omer Kach Omer Poni Kach Lekastamat El Poni. The guy who goes like a peddler. A Rachel is a peddler, right? A real Rachel is a peddler. Goes. Selling his wares different places. This guy goes around chattering. He goes, this guy, you hear my fat? He goes to this one, talks to that one. This is what I heard. Alpha Pishu MS. Here's the key. Alpha Pishu MS. Oh, Rabbi, it's true. It doesn't matter if it's true. Alpha Pishu MS. It doesn't matter if it's true enough. This Rochilus, we call Rochilus, Rochel, is somebody who goes around telling stories about this. It can be true. But that's Machavis Olam. And he says, Yesh Avon Gadol Mizeh, Admo. It's even worse. He's bigger. Who the chalav of those included on the same sir? The lashon hara. What's that? Who am misapa the gnus chavero? That's when you tell what you talk about is negative. In the first case, it doesn't have to be negative. You just chuppering, tarabak, like you said. Not necessarily negative about the other guy. It's still one second. So he says, one second. So let's see. So we're going to see the whole Sefer Chavetz Chaim, half the Sefer is about when it's Mutar, it's Lachos Nar. Half the Sefer is telling you when you're out there. But anyway, so these are the general rules. So the Rechilus is when you go around chattering, doesn't matter, it's true, doesn't matter, it's not negative. What's the problem? I'm just telling the truth. Doesn't matter. Now, worse than that, he says Lashon Hara, that's what you say is negative, even though it's true, it's negative. Above the third level of Omer Sheker, when you say it's a lie, that's Nikra Motzi Shem Ra. That's a worse level. Not only is chattering about somebody, not only is it negative, it's not even true. Yeah, that's the highest level, the worst level. Motzi Shem Ra, that's called. And Aval Baal Lashon Hara is that. Rechilus is not necessarily, no, according to the Rambam, three things. Rechilus is when you just chatter about another person, not necessarily bad and not necessarily a lie. It could be good, it could be neutral, and then it could be also, but it's still not to go around chattering for no purpose. Just a pushking, you know, a yenting. That's what it is, yenting. Okay? Then worse than that is Lashon Hara, where it's negative, and worse than that is not true, not even true. Okay? And you Baal Lashon Hara is this, Yoshua, Kacha, Kacha, Saponi, Kacha, the father did this, I heard about that, he messed up that, okay? Baal Madram Shavnai, okay, that's now my book, what's the point? Halacha Gimel, Amrucham Shalosh Shaveris, Nifram, and Adam, Allah, Zeb, Eino Chelik, and Allah, three great sins, right? The three cardinal sins, Avodah Kachavim, idolatry, the Gila Roz, adultery, the Shrikh Azamim, and listen to this one, the Lashon Hara Kenegad Kulam. Ooh, okay. Lashon Hara Kenegad Kulam. Wow. The old Amru Chacham Kolam Misapu Lashon Hara Kilu Kofer Meikar. You're a Kofer. Clear up. Of course, right. Okay. Shenemar Kol Sutan. And then he says the last line of Gil. The old Amru Chacham Shosha Lashon Hara Haregat. Lashon Hara Kilu destroys three people. The Omro, the one who tells the Lashon Hara. Now the Kabbalah, the one who believes it. And Vizesh Omro, the one who we talked about. Okay. Halacha Vav. Okay. So that's the question. What does it mean literally? Allah Chavav, Kol Elu Ahim Baal Lashon Hara, these are all Lashon Hara, you should live near them, and so on. He writes, look at the very end of Allah Chavav, he writes, Elo Nechtam Gzardim Al Vosena B'midbar El Lashon Hara Levad. The fate of our people, the Dor Yosef Yisrael, next we said it, was sealed because of Lashon Hara. Before we explain that, let's just see the Kesef Mishnah makes an interesting comment, I'll say it outside, take a minute. Kesef Mishnah is the first one to test. Exactly. The Kesef Mishnah there in Halach Aleph, exactly. The Kesef Mishnah says in Halach Aleph, number 10, I'll say that outside very quickly. He says he's Medayik in the Rambam. He says you have Rochil. I explained what that is. And then he says another Lashon Hara. Looking back at Halacha Beis. Ezo Rochil. And the worst than that is Lashon Hara. And then the third thing, Omer Shekiner, is the Baal Lashon Hara. Well, he comes back to Baal Lashon Hara. And he already said it. It says the Kesef Mishnah, you say. Baal Lashon Hara is when you become habitual and do it all the time. That's the Kesef Mishnah. And so look at the end of 10. Yesh Omer, let's put him on the 10. He won't be called a Baal Lashon Hara yet, maybe one time. Okay. Alisha Morgo, Tomid, who you call Baal Lashon Hara? Etc. Nimsu, you look at the very end of the definition. Shapir Tan Arba Shemos. Rachel, the Sapra Lashon Hara, Moshe Shema, Baal Lashon Hara. Fine. Now the Rambam ended by saying that, you know, or made the comment that the fate of our people was sealed in the Halakha Rav. Because of the Lashon Hara, that's Rashi said in the beginning. Next week said it. Parsha Shlach. Remember, Parsha Gimel Pasuk Rei. Shlach Lo Anoshim says Rashi. Lama Nitzmechal Parsha the Meragim Parsha Miriam. Yishalok So Iske Diva Shadiba Rechia. Or Shalom Halo Arav. Lo Kol Lo Kol Mutter. These Meragim ended up saying bad about Eretz Yisrael. Right? And they didn't take Musa from the story of Miriam. Rashi didn't make that up. It's a mention of a woman. And next he said it. And Os Hay, he says, Barakar Shlachlach Anoshim, Maxi Lamalam in the Tabir Miriam Aram Moshe Rachakar Shlachlach Anoshim, Zashon Rakos of the Lawyer Adov Lavino, and so on. Quotes a Pasuk in Yishai about it. Ma Ro, Loma Achar Maxi Miriam Shlachlach Anoshim, and was at Sofu in that Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you buy in the own Lashon Hara art, the people are going to come back and they're going to say Lashon Hara about the land. And I just saw. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to give them the chance to say, well, they didn't realize how bad it was to do Lashon Hara. So therefore, he made the story of Miriam, right? And then they all see what happens to Baal Lashon Hara. Unfortunately, they didn't take the mess. And the truth is, the Gemara in Erechin as well. Tetz Vav Medal, so it's the Deen Mishnah, Ekim Mishnah. Erechin says, Shekein Vosinu, Shul Nischasim, Gardin Shal Vosinu, Midbar, Al Vosinu, Midbar, Al Lashon Hara, Shemar, and so the Pasuk, by Anasu, sees that. That's if Amim. Rashi says, what Gzardin are we talking about? Rashi Erechin, Tetz Vav Medal, Gzardin. So we call it the Gzardin, not the Gontar Jisrael. Okay, and it says 10 times, and he tested me, this is the last time. And the Gemara in Erechin Tetz Vav Medal Aleph says, on that mission of Tanya 15, Amar Lezer ben Parta, Bo Re, Kamagol, Kol, Kol, Shon Hara, Menolan, and Meraglim. How can we see how Beit Lashon Hara really is? From the Meraglim. Never mind Miriam, another source. Uma HaMotzi Shemal Eitzin V'Avonim Ka. These guys didn't say what, the Erechin Tetz Vav was offended, how they spoke. The trees were annoyed, how they spoke about them, the land was upset. No. HaMotzi Shemal Chavera, human being, Achas Tam V'Kala. Now the Ramban has two important comments there in Parashat Tetzvah. One, 15, Herkov Dalav Dvarim Pasuk Tes by Zohar Esosher Shemal Kifal and Miriam. Quotes the Rash, and he says a very important thing, which I spoke about a couple of years ago.
We didn't go to
the ship
for 40 years because
well,
the Raglan was with the
eagle. No, eagle. No, eagle. Anyway, the Ramban says an important point that I spoke about. Not the eagle. Okay. The Ramban says an important point is in Surah 17, Herkov Hay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Look at, I'm sorry, Parakot 16. Parakot Dal Pasuk says, "Ulefi dat." I spoke about this a couple of years ago. "Ulefi dati she mitzvah sasei mamish." Ramban holds that remembering the story of Miriam is a mitzvah sasei mamish. It's one of the mitzvahs I say. Kamo zocher shama shabbos akadosh. Zocher shama zeh sher tzosim nitzoyim. Zocher sasher also chamolik. These are all everybody knows. You have to remember the Shabbos. Zocher shama shabbos akadosh. Everyone knows eichelit season time. Everyone knows make a big fuss on the Shabbos war for him. Shabbos zocher. So it says the Rambam, cool on mitzvah, the Rambam, rather, these are all mitzvahs. In Cain, Gam Zekhlet, it's the same word, Zohar, 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 when we fulfill it, how we do it, okay, that's what a couple of years ago. But the Rambam says, he has all of the Lashon Hara. Okay, we have to, why do you have to remember the story of Miriam? Because after all, it doesn't seem to rank up or stack up in significance to remembering Shabbos and the Tzion, Amalek, Miriam was not that, no, the answer is to keep away from Lashon Hara. And he repeats that same point, right, like we said before. Well, Dibra al-Bakhia, you know, she cared for and so on, and she didn't offend him directly, and it wasn't in public, blah, 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 just to her brother. Still, it didn't help, and she got this terrible punishment. The same thing, Ramban echoes the very end of Parshas Kitetei, on the Psukim. Well, I guess, yeah. The Tiger he counted as not safe. But anyway, the Ramban at the end of Kitetei, on Perkhof Hei, plus Yudzayan, Zohar, Zohar, also the Chalmolik, tell over that story. Okay, and then he says, one second, isn't that Lashon Hara? Right? Isn't that Lashon Hara about Miriam? Tell the story, right? He says, Papa Fisher Rod Gamma Steer shall Dabra Gusan shall Sadikim. Abotiva Kosodio Lagos, Kadesh has Horus, Lashon Hara, Sumer Fiam. It's a major toilet. And even though we might think it's not right to talk about a Sadik, it's like Miriam, this fashion is to forget the story. No. It's a terrible hate and it could keep people away. I mean, now. The point I want to get from, or one of many things that we saw, and that Ramban really mentioned in 15, first of all, she didn't intend anything bad. And it was her baby brother. And who would she talk so close off to? Well, the brother, that's what Ramban said in 16, right? Shalodibra Rafonim, Rak Beno Levin Achira, Hakkadosh Pesina. She spoke about it. It's in the Holy Brother, Aaron, what? It was a private conversation. Is it okay to have a private conversation? Apparently not. So my question is, and this she is, so what about guys? I talk to my wife, I tell her what happened in the office today. Whatever, can she talk to me when she went? So she went, you know, isn't that? Can you, are the parameters of Russian horror that strict? We take a look at all the sort of Muslim, let's see, so take a look at well, you could argue that the difference between, well, that, I mean, we saw one could argue that maybe Russian horror, maybe
Russian,
no, maybe Russian horror in its nature, it's more public, it's, you know, here, people talk to it. So let's see. Oh, we'll get to that. Let's see. But Avos of Nosson, Perek Zion, it says the following. Avos of Nosson, Perek Zion, Halacha Gimel, 18. Dover Acher, Al Tarve Sichay Ma'isha, right? this is not Masechet Avos, but it's a lot of prison Masechet Avos, but Avos Abnasa expands. So Avos Abnasa says, what does it mean, Ketzer? Bizman Sha'adam Bala Beis HaMedrash. Below, I don't know, give him a cover. The guy went to Beis HaMedrash in the shul, they didn't give him a nice aliyah. They gave him only a
review.
He's annoyed. Oh, She'ir Chavera. We think these things just happen nowadays. The Avos Abnasa. She'ir Chavera. He got out of the machalot with somebody in shul. Oh, yeah, like we all know the Ishto. He shouldn't come home and tell his wife, Kach le kach, I got into a machlok with this guy in the shul. Kach le kach, Amali, I said this to him, he said this to me, correct? Wife, and the Mishnah, Bozes, Asa, you're embarrassing yourself. For Bozes, Ishto, you're embarrassing your wife. Bozes, Chavera. He said, here, so far, the Ishto, sorry, so I had to look covered. The woman, honor him now, she thinks he's a schnook, you know, he gets into fights in the shul, right? So, Clara, all medicine, she ended up making fun of him too. That's like a joke about a guy who was a chazan. He comes home from shul and starts very depressed. The wife says, "Why are you so depressed about it?" Somebody said to me that I'm not a good chazan. I don't have a good voice anymore. I don't know Ivrit, so I don't know the nusach at all. But the wife said, "Who said that to you? Who told you that?" So he says, "Beryl the tailor." So the wife, "Beryl the tailor, you're worried about him. He has to say he's such a fool. He doesn't know anything. All he ever does is say, 'I really heard from everybody else.'" So they'll end up, worse. The matter's worse. So that's what the Avos Abnasa says. Of course, the classic work on Shemitz Halashim, I'll show you the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And as I said before, Sefer Chafetz Chaim is a long distance Sefer, but it says a lot of times he's telling you when it's Mutter to talk Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim writes here in the section of Yisui Lashon Hara, the first section, Klal Ches. If you're Chafetz Chaim writes, after the Rav's name, me also is Sefer Lashon Hara. Before whom is it also to Lashon Hara? Da. The Ain Shum Chilak Lisa Sipur Beinum and Saper La Moshim Acherim Krovav O Rechokav. Whether they're close to you or not close to you, relatives, non-relatives, O Leishto. Unless in Lo Shu Dovash Etzar Lo Diem Ne'at Elas Shetiem Izel Al Abav. Unless you have to know for a positive constructive purpose, Kigon. Chofetz Chaim's wife was a shopkeeper. She ran a little shop that they made whatever little parnasi made. She had a shop. So that's the example he gives. If Kigon she maketus anoshim roim, she sells on credit to guys who are scoundrels, right? And they're never going to pay her back. She yekasha achar kach lohotzi mehem. They never get paid. Okay, who misapir los tivul hara? Who misapir los olahakim? Tells these guys are thieves. Right. He's allowed to tell your wife she's running the shop. Can I tell you what? She lends this guy on credit, that guy on credit. These guys haven't paid him back in 5 years. So it's just that you're allowed to tell. Who are din? Shushuka, partners in business. Business partners. Even if you don't have direct experience with these guys, if you heard about it, you can warn her about what might come from this. Okay, the only thing is, he says, you can't believe. That's important for my Lashon Hara. Because Lashon Hara, one of the dinim is, lachush mevayim. Okay, you're allowed to be suspicious. In other words, when you hear Lashon Hara, what you're not allowed to do is believe that it's true. But you're allowed to conduct yourself accordingly. The Gemara has a story. The Gemara has, we talked about it in the past, the Gemara has a story about Gedalia. That's in some Gedalia, right? Gedalia ben Achikam.
Right.
He was assassinated by fellow Jews, the end of Malachim Beis. He was warned.
I didn't believe him.
So the answer is he should have believed that, should have at least been suspicious. Get an extra bodyguard, take precautions, something. He saved his life. Okay? He shouldn't have arrested him or punished him because he can't believe it's true, but he should have at least been suspicious. There might be true. These two Jews will be chased by the cops or the step ahead of the posse. And they came to Tarfon, asked them Tarfon to hide them.
Right.
So Tarfon, first of all, maybe they're guilty, Takis. Maybe, and if I'm going to hide them, then I'll be in trouble for harboring fugitives. Right? What is it, aiding and abetting or something? So at least be mechush meboy. Maybe that's what Chofetz Chaim says here. Avlav hachi, other than that, ain shum chilek medavar. And he says, we're rabbi, look in the parentheses, we're rabbi mishtapshim. A lot of people make this mistake. Shum esapu and shum sayin, they tell their wives, and by the way, wives are the same thing. Call Mashiach and implore you part of the Vesmedrish of the Shukti. Tell them what happened here and there, right? In the Vadi, Sulash and Hara, Odu Marbe is a machokis, makes the machokis worse. Then she'll get angry and she'll start up with that guy's wife. You know, they, you know, one thing leads to another. Huh? One thing leads to another.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Was bothering me. Yeah, right.
You're a jerk.
So that's what it says. So far, that's what it says. Okay, now show me nafsha yishmas atmaot shalolik alisliso v'nem kailu. That's the nukhus lashon hara. That's the rupa. Let's see. We'll see if we can come up with some other approach. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. In hukhus rechilus, the second part of the paper, 20 hukhus rechilus, Karl Zion, was hey. Hey, that same thing.
Is
again, the Rambam is definitely rechilus was just. It's not necessarily negative or positive, it's just neutral, and Lashon Hara is one that's detrimental.
All right.
By the way, the Chofetz Chaim is two sections. Lashon Hara, because then a lot of the stuff is the same. Here he says the same thing. Of Kenya, Shazam, Hot, Shalom, and Kabul, Chiz, and Shum, Adam, Vafil, and Ishto. Don't accept the Chiz from somebody either, even if it's your wife. And he says, because you do that, again, you'll believe it'll cause more machlok, it's not like we said before. Okay, now, this idea that we might think that the Chofetz Chaim wrote back in Hilchos, Lashon Hara, and what was it again? It was Kochet. He says, Rabbi Mishtabshim, there's a lot of people muff up on this, they mess this up. Okay, well, the truth is, we are held accountable even for things we talk about with our wives. Plus, almost, her dollar, plus, you give them. We only need the first half of those. What does that mean, ma secho? What is secho? Rashi comes there almost paradoxical. When you die, everything is laid out there, all your actions. Good news, right? Everything you did is laid out right there. But the Gemara Chagiga has a further extrapolation. Chagiga, What does it mean? Anyway, what's Masecho? Secho from the word Sicha. Omarav, Afilu Sicha Yisera, so mean Ishla Ishto? Even excessive conversation between a husband and wife, Magidu Lola Oda Mishas Mitzvah. Come back again. Now, full disclosure, I printed the Rashi, 24. Rashi says, Sikha Yisera, Dibre Schok, Shulis Neitashmesh. She's talking about intimate chatter in the time of, intimacy. But nevertheless, I think we can expand it. The truth is, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Shar Yitzhuva, Shar Gil, Os Reish, Chof Kres. I think so. You say, yeah, it is. Okay, you're right. Let's see. We'll see if we can come and get a way out a little bit. Anyway, the Shari Chua writes an exception. Shari Gimel Osweish Ramchet. You can talk about a chote and so on. Known that he's still a chote that you can talk about. And the Chofetz Chaim. In other words, that for Ben Yonah comes a very important point. If it's for protection, we saw that already, or it's for toel, it's called for toelis. That's the standard. Whenever you talk to somebody who's somewhat knowledgeable. Oh, is this Lashon Hara? No, it's toilet. It's toilet. Toilet is a constructive purpose. Okay, here's the problem with that. And it's true. Toilet is the thing. And everybody has newspapers and everything. Well, it's Lashon Hara. No, it's for no reason. There's only one problem. The Chofetz Chaim has six other criteria that have to be met besides toilet. You know, that people don't know about. It appears in Hilchos Kisur Lashon Klal Yud. It really appears in Aleph and Beis, but he summarizes Yud Dalet. That's what it printed. He says, he talks about toilet, and he says, Achman Ode. Be very careful with this heter. So yachzer bo kol ha-protim anala. You won't leave out any of the specifications I mentioned earlier. Okay, because otherwise you'll get trapped. Get tach hayetzer yod there. It's oral trap you and so on, and end up being balei lashon hara d'oraisa and so on. Therefore, I repeat it. When we talk there, achzor b'kana. Even though he said it in the same chapter, as we hear the chapter, he's repeated here at the end of the chapter. When we go over all the things, okay?
What, the seven things?
Let's see. Clear. Cloud clone so born the kids of Kahu. I'm sorry, 26, right? If you want to tell the story over, you have to know the information about yours. Okay? Shagam Shabbat Emes Hoyo Hezek Binyana Miyodei Mumazika. How do you know? Maybe some problem you don't know about. Okay? Number two, Prat HaBeis. Rizor Ma'o Tzola Hachli Techev Shadover Zeo Bechal Gezo Hezek Ma'o Zor. Maybe it's true, but you know your whole story. Okay? better look into the whole story. The other side of the story, the other side of the coin, exactly. Okay, the truth of the matter is that famous story. You'll like the guy's a photographer. I think it may be in that book, The Other Side of the Story. It was not a book. Okay. The guy was a photographer, so someone booked him for a wedding, and then she was talking to a friend or the husband or the phone. Oh, you're using that guy? I'll tell you something. I was at Chasna, told you he's a photographer, he showed up 2.5 hours late.
Yeah,
so the person was a little nervous, so he did the right thing. Then he called the phone, look, I hired you and I want to use you, but I heard you came to a Chasna 2.5 hours late. What am I telling you? Oh, is that the so and so kind of thing? Well, let me tell you what happened. Okay. I wasn't the original photographer at that wedding.
I
don't know who it was, okay? But I happened to live in the neighborhood of where the wedding hall was, and somebody there, when they saw the regular photographer come, says, I know a photographer, I'll give him a call. They just called me. I came right over. I didn't come to it. I was originally booked for that job. So you never know. There's always another side. Right? I left one of that face. Prat HaGimel. Shem Mishar She'ef Shem 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 Shem. If you want to achieve the Toelas, but you can talk to the guy personally first, not spread the top. You go, like in this case, this person did the right thing. He went to the photographer and asked. Didn't go to the photographer. Right? Your friend, of course, it might be. He asked him what happened. Sometimes you can achieve the Torah without everybody else knowing about it, if you can. Okay? Prat HaDalad is a tough one, the big one, too. Prat HaDalad. Make sure the whole story is true. Many times, the kernel of the story is true. By the time you finish telling over, 18 other facts that never happened. It was over here, there were 500 people there. It turned out there were 6 people there, right? So it was like, you know, by the time they tell the story over there, they got embellished and exaggerated.
Telephone.
He said, right. We shall only guide him. If you have to tell it over, make sure you have, you know, what's it called? Just the facts, man. Right? You just tell me the facts. No embellishing with another story, right? Okay? Not to make it worse than it already is. Okay? Again, I'm skipping with that. He says, probably the last 4 lines of the Prata Chamishi, Sheikhala with Toelas. You should have Toelas in mind. Okay? In other words, that should be your goal. Not that, you know, there's a I really want to stick it to this guy. I mean, this is not going to get him back, right? Oh, the Tolos, you have to have Kaptalos in mind. A Prat HaShishi is a similar way to the other one. Yochel is Tavit Tolos Uba Eitz Acheret. If you can bring about the same Tolos before, he said by talking to the person directly. Maybe, okay, you can't talk to the person directly, but you can achieve the same result in some other way. You tell the guy, you know, I have no job available. Something like that, some way, instead of telling people, you know, you tell them you can achieve the same goal sometimes without telling Lashon Hara. That was number 6. Let's say your goal is to get this person not to have this job or whatever it may be.
Mr. A works for the upcoming job. Kind of says to me, is he a good guy?
Yeah.
So that's
a different story. Maybe if it'll work. I mean, it'll work. I don't know how many times
it will
work. Yeah. You should say it a different way. And the last thing is Prat HaShvi. I just lost it. Prat HaShvi. So you solve the law, Hezek, Ayedetipur, Yosef, Mikfiyadin. You should not, by spreading the story, if the guy is going to get a bigger loss than the Alpidin, if the guy's going to end up, become bankrupt, then you can't worry about that too. Okay. Anyway, I just want to point out, Toelos is one of 7 things. It's not the all, you know, the, oh, it's all Toelos, it's okay. Not true. But look at the asterisk, because when he said the asterisk was on Toelos, that's in the Haggadah, very end of that same source. Very important. The Epsha, the Huadin, they're very important for us tonight. Very important. It opens the door here at the time. The hard top says, if the guy's purpose, what was the Toelas? Toelas for me. I'm going to get this off my chest. I'm nervous. I want to talk this out. Said, that's also Toelas. I'm aggravated. That the real reason Toelas means the broader Toelas. The Chavos Chaim says, even a more limited Toelas for the speaker himself. Right, lahafeg is dagasol. He wants to get this worry, this anxiety, you know, help to talk it out or calm him down or whatever, remove the aggravation. That is toelas, okay? He says it. Don't forget the rest of the thing. Okay, so in a bear mind chaim, which is the Chavetz Chaim, the commentary on the bottom, and Hilchos Losar Klal Yud, in the Kaf Lamed Dalet, he says, and also, all right, the same with Rechilus. And he says, if your kavana is l'salek ha-nizokim, l'hashbi sarib, kain hu adin b'zeh, the ain b'zeh m'shul l'ashar, came in the ikar kavana sol, l'shmor al-atfo. If your Kavana is to protect yourself. But when put the two things together, I need to talk this out. So here already we have a little bit of an opening. I would like to suggest.
You know it's no good. Stay away from the guy.
No, nothing. But I'm upset about something. I'm disturbed. And it'll calm me down if I talk to my wife about it. Or, I want to take a water cake, I talk to my therapist about it. Right? In other words, sometimes it's good for a person to talk. So I think this opens up a little bit of a Pesach, at least in regard to talking to your wife, talking to sometimes the sisters are very close or whatever. You know, venting a little bit, that's what opens up to a little bit.
Right.
And the
Chavetz,
yeah.
I say to you, who is this place? Yeah. Every week, until 11 o'clock,
right.
Don't they know
right.
people here
right.
before
right.
as well?
Right.
Is that Russian heart?
That could be the worst thing. I don't know. You could, maybe you should try and get them to change the light. I don't know.
I shouldn't tell you that it's
you
aggravating.
You can. You can tell me that it's aggravating that I should try and change it. But no, I don't know, according to this.
You can't change it.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't say
maybe.
So
according aggravating. To this Chavetz Chaim, if you're venting and that helps you, maybe it is so.
I think
now let's take a look. The Chavetz Chaim refers to people sometimes feel better when they get some off their chest, right? Let's take a look. We'll go with Micah. Look at 28. I want to. The Chavetz Chaim refers to a pasuk in Mishlei, and that footnote, that asterisk, refers to this pasuk. Mishlei Parakid based pasuk Chopei. The Ogre of the Lady, the Ogre of the Lady is Yashchena. That's what we do at. You have a worry in your heart, Yashchena. What does that mean, Yashchena? So Rashi there in Mishlei, Parakid based pasuk Chopei, still going on. Dagobah is Yashchena, Yashchena Midaito. He seems to have Yashchena, like Hesachadat, removing it from your mind. That's what he says there. The other thing is, you have to take out a pasuk Yashchena the Torah. But the Gemara and Yuma, Rashi only quotes one opinion there in Mishnah. The Gemara and Yuma, I and Hey, but Aleph, 30. Let's see, they wouldn't say that, no. Let's see. Look in Yuma, I and Hey, but Aleph, 30. Dagar Belev, Ish, Yashchen, Reb, Ami, Reb, Asi. Chad, Omar, Yashchen, Ami, Daito. That's what Rashi quoted in Mishnah. Remove it from it. Try and, you know, forget about it. Just forget about it. The Chad, Omar, Yassi, Chenol, Acherim. Talk it out.
The right side and the left side.
So that's the Gemara and Yuma. Why? What good does it do to talk to other people? Look at 31. Rashi says here, talk to your wife or talk to your friend. I'll give you a piece of advice how to solve the problem. You're annoyed, you're upset about something. Why should you do this? Like someone else, have a good advice, right? What is daga pacha? It's your dog. I'll have to worry you're going to lose money with something or some bad thing's going to happen. So talk it out with somebody else. They'll calm you down. Right? That's what our show says. It's the same to our person, Sota. Mem beis and beis and chidusha agoras and Sota. He says, then you're not able to learn. So he puts the two psukim together. But he also says in the second line there, Kadeshi Yitnu Lo Eitzol Dagaso. That's somebody else. Sometimes you talk a problem out with somebody, they're the person, the piece of advice, they can help you. Right? That's what's good to him. Same thing with Sanhedrin. Kup on the base. In Sanhedrin, the Kadeshi Yitnu Lo Eitzol Dagaso. He also says, Shema Hein Yasi U Eitzol Tova. Vashiva Mi Dagaso. Or another possible help, Oroch. They were off the Wikipedia. I say words in the dictionary. Words in the green ones up there. The Sefer Aruch and Osh Shin. The word is Soch. The Reish Gemara the Perak Kamakipurim. That's Argamon Yuma. I name it all. The Reish Gemara the Perak Mashuk Machomen. That's in Sota. The Agla Yashchena. The Amr Asi Charam Yashchena. The Dato Charam Yashchena. Lacherim. Pirish. Kdei Shivak Shu Olav Rachamim. The other person will be daven for you. Sometimes people go to the Rebbe. Seriously. You know the Rebbe, they pour out all their tzaras. I hope the Rebbe will not be right. But that's another thing to gain. In the Sefer Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, 35, and that's Sugi Yuma, Ayin Ham, and I'll Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, written by Yerimam Maram Ibn Chaviv, and he was an early Achron. He wrote a trilogy. This is Maram Ibn Chaviv. But anyway, whatever he is, so he wrote a sefer that they learn yeshivas. It's a three-part sefer, one volume on each of the three sechtes that have to do with the month of Tishrei. So on Rosh Hashanah, he has a sefer called the Yom Tshuva. It's like a line-by-line commentary on the Gemara Shon Marashi Tosu. And one of the Kippurs, it was called, on Yuma, it's called Tosu Yom Kippurim. One of the Sukkot is called Kapos Tamar. They printed one volume, I think they're together, called Shemos Ba'aretz. Anyway, so the Tosu Yom Kippurim, Yom Tshuva. So in the Tosefos Yom Kippurim, and that's Sugi Yuma, I and him, he says, I'll say it outside, he says, no machlokes. There are two opinions of Ami and Rav Asi, whether you should forget about it, or you should, you know, remove from your mind and talk it over. He said, it's not machlokes, maybe. The whole idea is, you talk to somebody else, and he'll help you forget about it. Just to put the two things together, right? In other words,
well, you forget about it.
No, but ultimately, you want to remove it from your head. Okay, I'm sorry, that's not what he said. I made a mistake. The Ein Yaakov, there's a parish on the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is all in the Drushim. Forgive me. The Ein Yaakov is all in the Drushim on Gemara, in all the shots. So one of the commenters in Ein Yaakov is the Riff. It's not the Riff in the back of it. Not the Riff, Riff HaFasi. It's the Riff. Yeah, Riff. Yoshai Rosh Yo Pinto. Okay? The Riff over here on that Tzuri in Yuma says, Chad Omar, he says, Nero, the Lord Pligi. The Hechid, the Omar, the Stich HaMidah, Omar, the Shkel HaCherem. So he talks to him, separate from the other. They see what Chalera, the Omar, told the friend, will give you a good thing. No, you forget about the problem. He'll cheer you up. He'll forget all the night. Sorry, he said. He said, the Tzuri says something different.
Shouldn't say the name of the person if you don't
need something different, right. But Tzuri says something different. He says, Tzuri is also not about focus, for a different reason. He says, because we're talking about something that happened already. He says, that's the first opinion. Forget about it. Can't change the past. But when it's something to the future, then talk it over. That's how he says. Okay. Now, Mamela, it would seem to me, with all this, that if you're, talk to your wife or a confidant or a very close friend, if it's the purpose, I think this is a heads-up check, but I said, but go to a therapist, go from this tomorrow, you know, that it'll help you or your mental state, so to talk it over. It'll help you forget your tsaras. For whatever reason, the guy will bother you, he'll talk you out of it, he'll cheer you up, all the things we just saw, okay? Then it'll be okay to talk to your wife. And that's what the Gemara said. You mentioned one guf, so that's the famous Ishtok Gufo, and Baal Kishto. The Gemara said that in Sanhedrin, 36, Chof Chesman Beis in Sanhedrin. There it's in the context of Eidos. Besura Amri Baal Kishto, Pulisa Amri Isha Kabbalah. Baal Kishto, Isha Kabbalah, you know, same idea, right? And they learn that from a pasuk, okay, Sanhedrin, Chof Chesman Beis, Rama Pasnek, that was halacha. Because Eidos, Perkiz, Gimel HaKabbalah, Kol Isha Shata Pasula, Tachat Apostle Abayla. If you apostle to a woman, you apostle to a husband too. Baal Kishto, Eidos, yeah. Same thing, Shohar, Choshen Mishpah, Hilchot Eidos, Gimel HaGil, Gimel, Kol Isha Shata Apostle, Ata Apostle Abayla, and so Baal Kishto, and so on, same thing, in all the directions. That's one place you have Isha Kagufo, but it's not limited to Eidos, my point. Isha Kagufo appears in Akamar Sanhedrin in the context of Eidos, but in other places it comes up in other scenarios. 39, Ksubas Samachayim Abayz, the Mishnah says, we have this concept called boshet. If you embarrass somebody, you have to pay. Like nezek tzar, ripushes, and boshet. So it's five things. The only thing you have to do is boshet. So the Mishnah Ksuba says when it's boshet, the kodesh v'hudav miser omer b'zman shabestesa lo shnecha lo echad v'man shabegali lo shnecha lo echad. It's boshet. The husband gets some of the payment because when his wife's embarrassed, he's embarrassed. Okay. That's the whole suit. Here it's given straight to him and fine. Okay, that's it. Why? The Rashi says in Ksuba, Samachem Vez 40 on that Mishnah, he says, Shabosha Shalom. Okay, but she didn't Ephes Halav. Who he suffers? She's embarrassed or she did a terrible thing, and so on and so forth. So Ksuba, later on that Sugya, Vav Manal, next page, on that Mishnah, where it says, 41, I'm living of Ashi. Okay, what if you embarrass somebody from a big mishpacha, a fancy mishpacha, and then all of you have to pay the boshes to the family? Well, then you just told me that if the wife's embarrassed, so you have to pay the husband because he got embarrassed too. You mean somebody from a chasher mishpacha guy to have a whole mishpacha shame if the payment's not true? The answer is no. Hacha ishto gufayam. It's another place where it says in the Shittim with Bechet, 42, I'm not suiting subas. Tanuch Bam Aleph says, the name of the Ra'ah, I'm a Ra'ah kachasal. Abo ishto gufayam boshto muat ha'avila kinevayish eivim evoy ha'adam. Okay, it's like you embarrass my little wife. You say to a guy, you know what? You have a big nose. Well, you didn't offend me. You offended my nose. No, don't say that. The guy's got a big foot. Okay, he's got a big belly. Yeah. So don't say, well, you didn't offend me. You offended my belly. It's the same thing with the wife. Okay, yeah.
People ask for this jacket. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's my wife's jacket.
I don't know. I don't get to that. All the time is right. We all do. Anyway, another source. The Chumash in the very good by Yikra, a smicha by Karbonis, putting your hands on the Karbonis. Pasuk says, a Yikra park ala pasuk dollars. 43. Vesomach yodol rosh ha'olah. Now, when you bring an olah, the person bringing the Karbon has to put his hands on the olah. So the Gemara Menachos, Tzadi Gimel Beis, says, Tamar Rabbanan, you have to put your hand, yadol, below yad avdol, yadol, below yad trucho, yadol, below yad ishto. The Gemara says, one second, you can't use shliach, so why do you think you use your wife? Why do you have to have a special meal, a special limit? Gemara says, because ishto skigufa. I would have thought, oh, shlich is different. Em is different than Aisha. Because at least you could go. But that's why you need a special derivation. Okay? And finally, another one I've said, I'm going to get to finally. Another, Sugim Gittin. Mem, Ham, and Aleph, Sidim, Gittin. Mishnah says, by Pidgin Shuim, Ain Potin, as a Shuim, that's how Kadei the man. You're not allowed to spend more than X amount of money, going rates, whatever it is, to redeem captives. But what's going to happen otherwise? They'll kidnap more people. Right? So you can't just give any exorbitant amount. Right? You say, Tikkun Olam. The Gemara says, you buy Lahu, make Tikkun Olam, Mishum Dukh Tivura, right? It's because it's the pressure, Odum, Mishum Dulu, because it'll impoverish people if you keep redeeming everybody. Or Odum, Mishum Dulu, legal relations, right? They shouldn't take any more. So you realize it's the second reason. Fine. But, I remember the story exactly. Okay, so the Rashi is there. Tosis there and getting, let's get the 47. Tosis and getting, Memhav and Aleph says, I.
Important Rashi,
but not a partial. Yeah, so I hope that was a preview of coming attractions. So that's what
no,
the result is.
I
know, pay attention, I know.
Don't
be satisfied. So, well, so Tosis getting says, Memhav and Aleph, the illegal realizes it won't take more people. He says, I is a case in Ark Subas where a man's wife was kidnapped and only paid the much more. The Tosis says, Shina Ishta, the hunting Gufo. Why do you pay whatever it is? Okay, it's the same thing over here. The same as
Gufo.
Ishta Gufo.
You can't pay more than the normal rate for any other person.
But your wife.
Yourself,
right, and your wife. Another place for Ishta Gufo, perhaps the most famous one, is in Hilchos Chanukah. In the top race, Ayin Aleph Sif Bay. So we know how many, Neri Shul Beis, how many candles, right? So the Mechaber says it's one menorah per household, per family. I don't care if it's 10 kids. And you know, lots of people there, you write one menorah per household, no more. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody likes. So the chena minik parsha. So the whites, but the Ashkenazim, everybody likes. That is the brikay. I want to say the brikay of the chidor. In Tafresh on Aleph Dinner in Sukkot Beis, the chidor writes the brikay Yosef. Quote: some will say, but not the wife. Or the rabbi says the ishuk kegufo. Quote: the rabbi not the ishuk, and he's not happy about it. The chidor himself isn't that happy about it because he says, what do you mean? Yeah, ishuk kegufo, fine. But look at umil einam itzasha kol chachamim duels ishtok kegufok. The wife's going to have less than the tzetzlein, the kids, the little kids like the 5-year-old like the wife doesn't like. And he says, wonders about it. I'll put the parish of the haris until it's 50. Kavonas abein alomar nira hadomer tigriusel ishoshi alom those kind of the babies are lighting. They come home with a menorah from kindergarten that they made out of bottle caps, whatever it is, and their kids lighting. Okay, and the wife doesn't like. He's not so hot about it, but. The Mishnah Berurah says in 51, the Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sif Tet, Sukkot Tet, Yesh Om Lichol Echad, Levad Me Yishto, Di Kegufo. I don't really agree, so we just saw this in the Shabur. So he said, all of them say Yishto Kegufo. Right. So, well, he writes Levad Me Yishto. Okay. Anyway, I agree. Okay, but anyway, I know, I don't know how it is. My wife never lived on a candle. She lived when she was a kid, but as soon as she got married, she stopped lighting. I don't know. That's a different thing. The husband's not home, my father. About someone, the husband's there. So we just finished up, put all that together. It seems to me that we had a heter from Chof Chaim already. The Toelis can include getting something off your chest, right? Therapeutic kind of thing. Well, the other things have to be in place. For Toelis, he should adopt, come, and so on. It's probably going to meet the other criteria also. But he says, and it would seem to me that based on Ishul Kugufo, certainly the person you talk to is about as your wife. So the Tzitz Eliezer has a very interesting tshuva, Chelek Chof in the Nun Beis. Still, together, I know Yehuda Waldenberg, who mentioned the past. Yeah, so he was the chief. He's not alive anymore. He was the chief halachic authority for Shari Tzedek Medical Center. So he had a lot of his children on medical shilas. He was asked this question. He was seen inside by Rabbi Avram Sofer Avram. Abraham S. Abraham, the most prominent doctor Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, had to do with the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and so on and so forth. They printed a 6-line shift of Mishmas Avram on all the efforts of before. Anyway, so he asked the shout to the Waldenberg, and he says, look at the back phrases, Avakesh Mikotaroso Chavazato Das Torch Mishaela Adrar Yom Yomi. I'll mention it as a daily problem. Okay? That's why he says, what ends up happening sometimes, you have people who have medical conditions and so on, and can you ask the secretary or the other people, tell the guy, here's what the diagnosis was, write it down to keep the record. Maybe I don't know. I go to the doctor. What's that? Right. The doctor knows. Well, our part is exactly that. But even now, I'm not sure. Because the doctor needs to tell the nurse or the practitioner or someone in the office to write down, to keep records. Right. To know what I'm a patient. I came to the doctor. I want a doctor. I don't want the people in the office to know. So that's what he's asking. Yeah. But he says it's a dry yelling woman. He's in the medical room all the time to tell her. And also, the lawyer, the legal secretary,
I
said that.
Hip
he, yeah, right. So, yeah. He says, He says, is this a problem? Lashon Hara. Maybe. Maybe could argue. So he's asking that question. He says it's not only true in a Beis Cholin, but any other type of office or misrad or a lawyer, same thing. So he writes, he says, because basically, you're mokal. You come to the doctor, you know that they come to the hospital, you know, now they're asking all kinds of questions. You've got to, exactly. You've got to sign a thing. I went to Dr. Fitz to go to, you know, the regular checkup. You have to sign a thing. You have rheumatism, you have to sign a check the box, and you go on and on. I was waiting for the list, you know, blood, lice, boils, darkness. Is that the first one? That's right, that's the last question. Sometimes you fill out these forms. I don't have to fill out. You know, there's something filling out these forms. You know, and the top of the page is addresses. Same address as when I filled out page one. It hasn't changed in the last half hour. You know, but anyway. But meanwhile, so the sister says, at this point, he says, well, look what the light was going to get to us. He says, this is all considered mutter because it's part of what
and
he says, and he, yeah, he says, but look at the last two lines. He says, those are merits. It's not lashon hara. Okay. Shadavar probably say haguf organic. Office is an organic whole, right? It's understood that that's, when you go to the doctor, they're recording it, they put it in a computer, it's a goof organi. So a goof organi, I was talking to the governor.
This conversation maybe before.
That's all right, that's right. The same thing about the legal field, they have privileged information, privileged, I don't know what's called in business. He's not there because it's an organic, well, you could argue that husband and wife, it's an organic unit, right, or family. At least that's a heter. I understand that, but I'm just saying, if somebody tells me something, I'll talk to my wife. So if it's an organic whole, so maybe. Now, how is it different from what the Chofetz Chaim said earlier? Let's go back. The Chofetz Chaim said there's no difference. So maybe, right? Didn't the Chofetz Chaim say splitting kachet? Doesn't matter your krov or chokin? So I suggest that the difference is what's the subject. Is it talking something you really need to get off your chest, cause, or just stam hacking around? Because it's down hacking around, that you shouldn't
like
be doing.
Every day,
right, exactly. But one time something happened, you're really upset about it, you're really annoyed, but I think that's where you can make the difference. So, time in the way us is in Kachas Tif Yud, it's saying, on an ongoing basis, a little thing, so not this way, forget about it, move on, right? Because what, you tell your wife you feel much better, it's a whole thing to have to start with. But sometimes people have other issues. You just want to talk about it. Right.
It's just tell me how
it works. That's okay. You know,
it wasn't okay.
Well, I have a little problem, but I a lot of times say, I can say something, I help you a lot of times. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to forget about it. So that's the thing. Sometimes she wants to get over to her. That's what we're saying is okay.
Yeah,
right. But she has to make it. She's a judge. Sometimes it's not a little thing, so forget it.
You will have to be Michael, Lashon Hara.
No. You're allowed to. You can be local. You can Lashon Hara.
I can say hands on.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if you tell everybody.
Yeah.
So you allowed
that
I'm sorry.
Or help me later. That's part of the problem.
Like everything, it just seems to be the most violated thing. Like it's almost.
What does it say?
No, but
Ruben Ross, a cool Ross, or Ruben Ross.
When you operate a school, right? Teacher comes in, you have to talk about, and you didn't go to the students first. You deal with it amongst yourselves.
Right,
so
but in some of them.
You send the kids to school, you're automatically.
That's, I think, what the sister is saying. There's a certain built-in material in an organic unit.
Right, but you have it in the public hands for Ellis. Checkpoints, you have to
then
first go to that person.
Right. Well, I mean, you do give the kid a grade, right? So you did go to him.
But
it's an interesting horror. I don't know. It's an interesting horror. It's an interesting horror.
Right.
Well, she shouldn't. I mean, if it's, I mean, I think the rabbi should first try and correct the person. I think hopefully he's all going to do. You know, a lot of times, look, I've kicked out of my office before. I'll call the parent the first minute. We'll try and work with the kids.
The parent is not the issue.
I'm saying, but I'll try and work with the kids.
Right.
The teacher said it will be thrown out. Okay, so before I go, I'm not spreading anything. I'm asking what happens. Okay, I'll work with them. You should do that again, you know, but later on. Where's the
school?
Right, so this is a problem. Sometimes
agree.
Right, exactly.
If something goes wrong,
but what he's saying is it's still, but. The will, but Josh is saying, still, even, we do approach the person.
Is it
Love Emily, you mean?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say over.
Right. So
it's the same thing. That's what somebody tells you something. That's what somebody tells you something. Anyway, I'm just suggesting that if it's a big thing and it's some kind of therapeutic, then maybe that's what it's for Hector as opposed to the little akarai, which you should probably
what about
forget about.
When
okay.
When
I'm good and jealous.